Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, February 10th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Siege of Baghdad. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the vast ocean of knowledge housed in Wikipedia, one article at a time. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're embarking on a journey through history, a history that changed the world as it was once known. Our subject for today, the Siege of Baghdad. Now let's set the stage. It's the 13th century, and Baghdad is thriving as one of the greatest cities in the world, a hub for culture, knowledge, and trade. It was often described as the center of the world. Imagine, just for a moment, a city brimming with scholars, artists, merchants, and scientists. It wasn't just the political capital of the Islamic Golden Age, but a place where the cognitive and intellectual energy of the era pulsed. But in 1258, everything took a massive turn. This flourishing city faced devastation at the hands of one of the most formidable forces, the Mongol Empire, under the leadership of Hulagu Khan. Now, Hulagu Khan was determined to expand the Mongol Empire further into the Middle East, and Baghdad was in his path. The siege is a stark example of how war can not only destroy nations, but also obliterate cultures. Let's take a dive into the timeline of events, shall we? In January 1258, Hulagu Khan approached Baghdad from the east. Now keep in mind, Baghdad had strong defenses, massive walls, a committed cavalry, and a mighty standing army. Perhaps it was this very confidence that led to a significant oversight. The Abbasid Caliph al-Mustasim, who was leading during that time, failed to prepare adequately for the Mongol approach, despite having known about the advancing forces. A poignant part of this episode lies in the decisions made during these battles. Listeners, here's a reflective question. What drives leadership into complacency when faced with a known threat? Perhaps a bit of historical hindsight can help us ponder this. As the Mongol forces laid siege, it became apparent that the city could not hold out indefinitely. The Mongols had utilized their known approach of psychological warfare accompanied by overwhelming force. The siege lasted less than 2 weeks, beginning on January 29th and ending when Baghdad surrendered on February 10th. But its impact was long-standing. This leads us to an awe-inspiring and painful point in history. The Mongols breached the walls and, in what can only be described as a cataclysmic event, they laid waste to the city, massacring its inhabitants, destroying mosques, palaces, and libraries, particularly the House of Wisdom. The House of Wisdom was an epicenter for smarts in the world. It held an enormous collection of knowledge. Imagine losing centuries of knowledge in days. From arts to mathematics, philosophy to science, a centralized depository of human achievement, gone. Could you ponder what potential advancements slipped through our fingers? What if the knowledge hadn't been lost? How different our present might be? Now, as poignant as these events are, we should reflect on the socio-political dynamics at play. The fall of Baghdad was not just a military defeat, but a cultural catastrophe. It shows the susceptibility of civilizations, even the most enlightened, to external threats. More importantly, the unique context of the time provides rich lessons for us today. How do the dynamics of past empires inform our understandings of global interactions today? There's another layer to consider. The Mongols, despite their often brutal tactics, were also great patrons of the arts and were instrumental in fostering some incredible cultural exchanges in their time. Following the siege, Hulagu established a new cultural landscape. Economic and scholarly vibrancy did reemerge, albeit slowly. It brings to mind the resilience of human societies, how time, though an eraser, also allows for repainting anew. As we wind down today's episode, let's reflect on change and continuity. How do we ensure that knowledge isn't lost amid conflict today? How do we safeguard cultural identities? History not only teaches us about the past, it encourages us to critically think about our present and future. To all of our curious and thoughtful listeners out there, I present you these questions, as much about the Siege of Baghdad as about the dynamism of human society. Thank you for joining me on this historic journey through the Siege of Baghdad. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and remember, history is a silent guide, whispering secrets from the past that shape our future.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Siege of Baghdad. Thanks for listening. See you next time.